Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Asdrubal Cabrera. Batting second. The first baseman, Nick Swisher. Batting third. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Carlos Santana. Batting fifth. The DH, Ryan Raburn. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Michael Brantley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Yan Gomes. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Mike Aviles. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Elliot Johnson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Carlos Carrasco. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adam Eaton. Batting second. The second baseman, Marcus Semien. Batting third. The third baseman, Connor Gillespie. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jose Abreu. Batting fifth. The DH, Adam Dunn. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dion Vicedo. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Alejandro Diaza. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tyler Flowers. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Chris Sale. And now, play ball. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cabrera hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Kipnis takes first base on ball 4. Swisher moves to second. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Santana strikes out. 2 outs. Ryan Raburn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Raburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Eaton strikes out. 1 out. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Semien strikes out. 2 outs. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gillespie takes first base on ball 4. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Abreu strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brantley strikes out. 1 out. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gomes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Aviles hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Gomes moves to second. Elliot Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Vicedo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cabrera is 0-1 in the game. Cabrera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santana fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dion Vicedo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vicedo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santana fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Alejandro Diaz, a batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Diaz hits a fly ball into center field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Swisher is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Kipnis, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Kipnis is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Kipnis hits a line drive into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Santana is 0-1 in the game. Santana strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Flowers hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to second. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Eaton is 0-1 in the game. Eaton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Eaton reaches second base with a double. Ramirez scores. Flowers moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Semien is 0-1 in the game. Semien strikes out. One out. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gillespie is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Gillespie hits a line drive into center field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Flowers tags and scores. Eaton tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Abreu is 0-1 in the game. Abreu hits a line drive into center field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rayburn is 0-1 in the game. Rayburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gillespie fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brantley is 0-1 in the game. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gomes is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Gomes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Semien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Dunn, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Dunn is 0-1 in the game. Dunn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Dunn moves to second. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Vecido is 0-1 in the game. Vecido hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Diaz is 0-1 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dunn scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasco fires to first and picks off Diaza. Two outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santana fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aviles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aviles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elliot Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Aviles moves to third. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabrera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Diaza. Cabrera reaches second base with a double. Aviles scores. Johnson scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Swisher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cabrera scores. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kipnis hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santana is 0-for-2 in the game. Santana hits a fly ball into left field. Diaza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rayburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Rayburn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Semien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Flowers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flowers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swisher scoops it up and throws to first, with Carrasco covering, for the out. One out. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Eaton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Eaton takes first base on ball 4. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Eaton moves to second. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Semien is 0-for-2 in the game. Semien takes first base on ball 4. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gillespie is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Eaton scores. Semien moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Abreu is 0-for-2 in the game. Abreu strikes out. Two outs. Mark Rzepczynski now pitching. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Dunn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dunn takes first base on ball 4. Semien moves to third. Gillespie moves to second. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vecido is 0-for-2 in the game. Vecido takes first base on ball 4. Semien scores. Gillespie moves to third. Dunn moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Diaz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Petrica now pitching. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brantley is 0-for-2 in the game. Brantley takes first base on ball 4. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gomes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gomes hits a line drive beyond second. Semien can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Brantley moves to third. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aviles is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Aviles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gillespie juggles the ball. That's an error on Gillespie. Brantley scores. Gomes moves to second. It's 5-4, White Sox. Elliot Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Petrica fields it and throws to first for the out. Gomes moves to third. Aviles moves to second. One out. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cabrera strikes out. 2 outs. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Shaw now pitching. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez strikes out. 1 out. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Flowers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flowers strikes out. 2 outs. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Eaton bunts towards first. Swisher fields the ball and throws to Shaw covering. Safe. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Semien is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Semien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eaton moves to second. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gillespie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Gillespie hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Aviles. Gillespie reaches second base with a double. Eaton scores. Semien goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, White Sox. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Abreu is 0-for-3 in the game. Abreu hits a fly ball into center field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kipnis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kipnis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santana is 0-for-3 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Semien fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rayburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Rayburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Santana moves to second. two outs. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brantley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Brantley hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Santana scores. It's 7-5, White Sox. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomes is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gomes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. C.C. Lee now pitching. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dunn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Dunn reaches second base with a double. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vecido is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Vecido hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Diaz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santana fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Dunn scores. It's 8-5, White Sox. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Ramirez. The throw from Gomes and he is safe. Ramirez steals second. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Flowers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Flowers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jordan Danks now playing right field. Michael Kletko now pitching. Mike Aviles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Aviles is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Aviles hits a fly ball into left field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Murphy pinch hits for Elliot Johnson. David Murphy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cabrera is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Semien fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. David Murphy now playing right field. Blake Wood now pitching. Adam Eaton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Eaton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Eaton takes first base on ball 4. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Semien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Semien takes first base on ball 4. Eaton moves to second. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swisher scoops it up and throws to first, with Wood covering, for the out. Eaton moves to third. Semien moves to second. One out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Abreu is 0 for 4 in the game. Abreu is walked intentionally. Adam Dunn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dunn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Dunn takes first base on ball 4. Eaton scores. Semien moves to third. Abreu moves to second. It's 9-5, White Sox. Jordan Danks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Danks strikes out. 2 outs. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Diaz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Donald Veal now pitching. Nick Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher hits a pop-up towards first. Abreu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kipnis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kipnis hits a fly ball into left field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 0-for-4 in the game. Santana takes first base on ball 4. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Santana moves to second. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Rayburn is 0-for-4 in the game. Rayburn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Santana scores. It's 9-6, White Sox. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brantley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Semien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.